The call of Abraham from Genesis and from Matthew. Broken covenants with God end in disaster for some people and maybe with all people, but our focus changes from looking at the whole of God's creation to one man's family. Abram, later called Abraham, is told to pack up and move to an unknown area. By doing this, he will be blessed by God with many children, with land, and Abraham will be a blessing to all nations because of God. Abraham is an old man of 75 years when this happens. His wife Sarah is barren. They have money and wealth, but not children or land. Abraham is nothing special, so why does God call him? What does Abraham have that God sees? Maybe Abraham does not have anything God needs in order to carry out God's plan. God chooses Abraham simply because Abraham listens to God. God instructs Abraham, but due to his lack of patience and the lack of faith of his wife, Abraham messes up. Abraham, like most of us, gets it wrong even when he thinks he's doing the right thing. God calls Abraham for a special reason, a reason even Abraham does not understand. The story is not about Abraham receiving glory. It's about God and God's blessing to all nations. God uses Abraham to spread the blessing of God to all God's people. Even though Abraham's children and their children see the promise of land from God, it is not until the grandchildren's grandchildren we realize what God even meant. A blessing to all nations. The blessing from God through Abraham comes in the form of a baby. A baby that will die and rise from the grave, victorious over death and evil. Abraham brings the blessing to all nations through Jesus Christ. Abraham is an average man who listens to God when God called him. God calls us to go and spread the good news to all people. Do we listen? From Matthew 28, Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." We are all called and sent to proclaim the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. Show the love of God to all people. Where is God sending you as a blessing to others? Abraham was faithful to God and to God's call, as best he could be. Even when he got it wrong, he was faithful. We may get some things wrong as we try to be faithful to God's call to us. God calls us to love God and to love each other. God's blessing through Jesus Christ opens the door to God's righteousness for all people. We share the good news with all nations, and God opens the gate to God's kingdom. Amen. Let us pray. God of covenant, you promised Abraham land, descendants, and blessing so that he might be a blessing for all. Show us how to honor the covenant so that we might be a blessing to others. We pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, the open gate of your righteousness to all nations. Amen.